Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Trenton Byers with us here this morning, and Trenton's going to be representing the Joe Dirt Memorial, which is an event that's been going on the last several years here in the Atlantic area to raise some funds to help out with some of the programs that are put on by the Atlantic Police Department. Trenton, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks for coming by. Let's just kind of lay the groundwork here first, though. A lot of folks are probably going to know what we're talking about and may very well have participated in the past, but talk a little bit about Nick, the reason that you're doing the memorial in the first place.
He was my brother, and he passed away in an auto accident 10 years ago, and this is just our way of remembering him and celebrating his life.
Yeah, the way you do it is to help out with the Shop with a Cop program through the police reserves. Why'd you choose that as the beneficiary?
Just to keep it local, mainly, and help the youth.
Yeah?
Yeah, helps the community in general.
Yeah, very good. So it's a family affair for you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of the family involved in helping to coordinate?
Not as many as I would hope.
Well, you can always use more hands to help out, right?
Definitely.
And maybe somebody else to come in and visit with me once a year, too. But that's another story. Well, let's talk about this year. I noticed on the flyer here, this is the 10th time that you've done this now?
Yep.
Wow, time really does fly.
Yes, it does.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this year's program. We want to talk about what we're going to do this year. I had some notes that were prepared for me here talking a little bit about some of the details here, and it looks like you're going to do some things maybe similar to what you've done in the past.
We're going to do sign-up at it's between 8:30 and 10 a.m. on December 4th, and start is 11 a.m. sharp. $50 entry fee, $10 for the green fee, $10 for the Joe Dirt Memorial. There'll be a silent auction that ends at 6 p.m., and you can bid at Fireside or call 712-243-2426. And Fireside Lounge is now accepting toy donations.
Okay, and this is a pool tournament that you'll be hosting, which is something you've done in the past. Mm-hmm. You usually get pretty good participation?
Yeah, I would say it's about the same people every year.
Yeah, well, you would expect that, too. Yeah. A lot of the folks that like to do those kinds of things and like to help support. Talk a little bit about the raffle, too. It looks like you're going to have a raffle and some lunch available.
Oh, yeah. Lunch will be provided throughout the day, free to players. And then I think we're going to do a bake sale, like pies and stuff like that. And I think that's about it.
Okay. I have a note here, too, about raffling off tickets for a Coca-Cola gun safe.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a part of that this year. And then maybe some silent auction items that might be available as well. So there'll be a few different things that folks can take a look at.
The gun safe right now is at McCunn's in Messina. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get out there early and check it out, it's pretty made out of an old Coke machine.
I was going to say it's pretty impressive. I'm looking at some pictures here, and it looks like a Coke machine that's doctored up a little bit and got a lot of red, white, and blue on it. You're going to find inside it's not a Coke machine. It's got plenty of room in there to hang out with all those things that you need there, too. So, yeah, the gun safe can be seen, and you can stop by if you'd like at McCunn Specialty Firearms to see that. And actually, I guess Fireside Lounge now is where it's located, up through this weekend when they actually have the event. So you can check that out. That's a nice piece that you have there for that.
Then 100% of the proceeds go to the Atlantic Police Department.
Help out with their programming there. Now, it's mentioned some silent auction items. Have you put some other items together then, too? The folks look for some things that day?
I don't know what's been put up yet. That's not my...
It's not your part of the...
It's not my department.
Deal.
they usually have pretty good stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I've never been disappointed.
Well, folks
with what I've seen.
They can check those out when they come that day, too.
Yeah.
Now, even if they're not interested necessarily in participating in the pool tournament part of the event, if they just pop out that day, they could enjoy lunch.
Yep.
Maybe look at the silent auction items, perhaps do a bid on the gun safe, get some of that stuff done too if they'd like to participate there. So if they are interested in buying any of those raffle tickets or anything, they can do all of that day?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we wanted to give a special thanks to the Atlantic Bottling Company for donating the pot machine, and J&J Graphics for donating the decals.
Okay, doctoring that all up to make it look nice.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really impressive. It's a nice piece that some folks will really enjoy having in their home.
Someone will be happy with it.
Absolutely. Have you raised good money in the past through this?
Last year we raised $5,700.
Well, that's pretty good. Do you have a goal set when you go into this each year?
No, we never have a goal. It's just hope for the best.
What we get, and we donate it all. Because you don't take any out, like the gun safe and stuff. No. That's all taken care of. You don't pull anything out of what you raise.
Nope, that's 100% of it goes to the Atlantic Police Department.
Good. Have you gotten some feedback over the years from the police department at all about their Shop with a Cop program and how that money is spent?
A lot of the time they just take them to Walmart and get last year it's like 28 or 30 families.
Sure.
That each kid gets their own little shopping spree.
And the goal is, I assume, primarily for the younger children to have an opportunity to get out and maybe grab some things they wouldn't be able to get otherwise at the Christmas season.
Exactly.
Very good. It's a nice cause to be able to take advantage of there for the folks that need that support. And, of course, it's nice that you're able to raise money to help them out with that as well. Now, if folks maybe aren't going to be available Saturday or, like I said, a pool tournament's maybe just not their thing, can they still make donations, though? How would they go about doing that?
Free will donations. You could just call Martha Beyer at 712-249-2745, or you can call the Fireside at 712-243-2426 for donations.
Okay. And I've got Zach Beyer's telephone number here, too. Should I share that?
Yep. All right.
712-249-7997. Now, it also says here on my notes, if you'd like to mail it a donation in, too, you can mail it to 503 East 21st Street here in Atlantic, and it's 50022 for the zip there. So if folks would like to do that, they would welcome those donations, too. You know, when you look back at some of the things that have happened in the last couple of years with the COVID situation, sometimes things have had to be canceled or they just haven't been as financially successful as they have been in the past just because of the circumstances. But, you know, my notes here talk about like how a lot of the money that you've raised in the last few years has been pretty good.
Yep. I was very surprised last year with COVID and everything for the turnout we had and the amount raised, but people still seem to still support what they want to or support locally.
Yeah, well, they find a local cause that they find worthwhile. They'll do something to donate to it. And if you give them a fun time, too, you know, that kind of helps out as well. It's good, the Fireside, allowing you to be able to do that out at their facility also. Very good. Well, again, this is all coming up this weekend. So let's give them those details one more time. This is coming up this weekend out at the Fireside, right?
Yep. Sign up is at 8:30, and it goes till 10 a.m., and then 11 a.m., the 11 a.m., we start with a $50 entry fee, 10 for the green fee, 10 for the Joe Dirt Memorial, silent auction ending at 6 p.m. You can bid at Fireside or call 712-243-2426, and then toy donations are now being accepted at the Fireside Lounge.
Okay. Very good. And if you haven't gotten your raffle tickets already for that Coca-Cola safe, you can do that day.
Yep.
Make donations, have lunch, just be around, have a good time, and help to raise some money for the cause. Very good. Well, Trenton, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And thank you and the family for doing this. We wish that, you know, you didn't have to do something like this and Nick was still with us. But it's nice in his name and memory that you get an opportunity to do something positive for the community. Appreciate it.
Thank you.